This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Smoke from wildfires burning in Arizona and New Mexico is once again blowing into Colorado, especially in southern areas of the state. It's expected to linger in the air, creating another hazy sky today. The smoke includes fine particles that can trigger or worsen heart and lung problems. Health officials say people who are sensitive to poor air quality should reduce heavy exertion in smoky areas for the next couple days. Xcel Energy has the final blessing from state regulators to build a $2 billion transmission line on the Eastern Plains. But CPR's Sam Brash reports the company could have a harder time winning over locals.
Carrie Giblets is a retired teacher who lives in Elbert County. She knows Xcel's so-called power pathway will allow a rapid build-out of wind and solar projects. But she worries it could trash the wildlife-rich Bijou Basin near her home.
So they're ruining the place where we live, and they're ruining this wildlife habitat for power for the Denver metro area.
Giblets and her neighbors formed a group to oppose the plan and push Xcel to reroute the transmission line. The company says that's impossible without raising costs for ratepayers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Children in Colorado are more depressed and stressed due to the pandemic. That's according to the latest Healthy Kids Colorado survey released by state health officials earlier this week. Nearly half of kids surveyed reported feeling depressed in the past year, and more than half felt daily stress more often during the COVID-19 pandemic. The survey also found that drug use and access to drugs was down among those under 18. This is CPR News and KRCC.